You turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 3, verse 27. Romans 3:27. I'm not going to open from the Psalm this morning, but instead from our reading in Romans. Romans is so rich. What a marvelous book. It is considered to be one of the most inspired, one of the most widely acclaimed books that was ever written. Now, the Bible as a whole is, but in literature, it is an amazing, amazing work. Paul lays out Christian theology in the book of Romans. And here he is trying to prove a point. And he says, Romans 3:27, can we boast then that we have done anything to be accepted by God? Can we answer that? Huh? Can we boast? Have we done anything to be accepted by God? No, nothing at all. And that's how he answers, no. Because our acquittal is not based on our good deeds. It is based on our faith. Thank God. Does anybody say that, huh? Thank goodness. Let this revelation be told widely in Israel today as they're looking at troubled times there. By the way, members of the congregation who we associate with in that we send missions money to in Tel Aviv, many of them, they are the young men are fighting in the war in the Gaza Strip. So we do want to keep them in our prayers. So let's stand, and that's what Paul says, and he answers, this is the good news, all right? Romans 3:28. So we are made right with God through faith, not by obeying the law. Is that good news? It's good enough news that you can share it here in the United States. I'm not just talking for it to be shared over there. But you can share that with whoever you talk to today. It's good deeds. A lot of people are waiting to get saved until they're good enough. How many know they'll never make it? No way, they'll never make it. So we are made right with God through faith. Hallelujah. Which leads us into the first song for this morning. What a beautiful, beautiful song. Royal, we thank you for leading worship this morning. And Pastor Kevin's absence is...